thought is an opportunity just to get to know a little bit more about someone in our community. So Willie-Ann, who we have all grown to love over the last 6 months, maybe since you moved in, is going to come up here, and we are going to... I'm hoping I can get this out. You're just going to keep it that way. Hi, Willie-Ann. So we know that you live just up the road in Bridget's Lane. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you've come from, your background, your family, anything that you'd like us to know?
Yeah.
And just come a little bit clearer.
I am from the Philippines. My dad is Thai already. I only have my mom, two brothers, and I have lots of cousins, uncles, and aunties. I haven't been in the Philippines since 2019. I feel like I have family since I live in this village. I feel love. I feel love, comfort, and looked after. In 2010, I get married, and God gave me 3 children. But sadly, this year, 2025, sorry, we got separated, and 2 children live with me, and 1 child live with my husband. And I love fishing, and I enjoy cleaning houses in our surrounding as they can be.
Well done, thank you. We'd love to know a little bit about your spiritual journey so far. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Excited. When I was 17, I accepted and invited Jesus Christ as my God and Savior. And I asked him to mark me as one of his child, that no one can take me from him. I tried to get involved in our church, and I joined our praise and worship team in the church, and I teach little children. My grandmother told me that I will never forget about the Book of Life. She told me that each one of us have a Book of Life, and in that Book of Life, everything is recording, bad or good. And one day, when God returns, comes back here, for judgment, he will open that book. And I really try my best to live, to praise God and walk like Jesus every day. He knows my heart, and Jesus lights me up when I'm in darkness.
And could you just tell us what your relationship with Jesus means to you today?
Yes. He's my God, my King, my Savior. He's my Deliverer, my Father. He's my friend, my healer. He is my everything. I have a story recently that I believe God is involved. One night, I cried out and prayed for him, for a place to live with me and my children. In the morning, I went to Alex and Lucy's house. And when I met Lucy, she hugged me. daddy's come, and both of them prayed with me. After a few minutes, Nikki called. Lucy received a call from Nikki. And at that time, Nikki and Jen prayed also to God, who God wants to live in their cottage. I don't know Nikki and Jen. I didn't see them at all. But when I saw Nikki in the cottage, she gave me a hug. And at that very time we met them, I did meet her. We agreed that I can live in their cottage. And I feel so amazed. And it's unbelievable. God uses people to help me and my children. I believe that prayer is so powerful. And when you have trust on Him, He will definitely answer your prayer. God bless us all.
Thank you. Just going to pray for William before she goes and sits down. Father, we thank you so much, firstly, that you brought William into this valley and gave sort of almost her to all of us to be part of this community. But even more, we thank you that you have known her, you've heard her cries, you've answered her cries, that you are real to her, and that you have good plans for her going forward. We just place her into your hands and her children, and pray that you would lead her forward into a future that is full of hope and peace and joy and love.